The first municipal waterline extensions to homes contaminated with the chemical PFOA have been installed. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, state officials were in Bennington today to recognize the milestone.
Oh, that's not the water.
Are we going to get the water?
David LaPlante had the governor and attorney general, along with a group of Bennington County legislators, over to his house Monday, and he was serving clean drinking water.
Cheers! All right.
It's been a little over a year and a half since LaPlante learned that his well was contaminated with the chemical PFOA. On Monday, his house was the first to be connected to a new extension that brought safe drinking water to his property.
And I actually thought that if they did anything, they might break ground somewhere, and that in the springtime we'd start getting hookups and getting it done. So very surprised that here we are before the end of the new year with clean drinking water and from the town, which is great.
The company Saint-Gobain owned the ChemFab plant in North Bennington, where PFOA was used to manufacture a waterproof fabric. PFOA has been linked to a number of adverse health effects, including low birth weights, high cholesterol, thyroid disease, and cancer. From the very early days of the PFOA crisis in Bennington, state officials said they wanted to extend municipal water lines to the properties where the chemical was detected. This summer, the Scott administration announced that Saint-Gobain would pay about $20 million to cover the costs associated with extending water lines into a portion of the contaminated area. Construction started in October, and Governor Phil Scott said the state was committed to getting pipes in the ground as soon as possible.
Well, typically, something of this magnitude would take upwards to at least 5 years by the time you do the scoping, the planning, the designing, and the bidding, and the construction, and so forth. We've been able to accomplish this with the efforts of a lot of people to do this in less than 2 years.
About 30% of the pipe was installed before the very cold weather hits, and 17 homes are expected to hook up to the new system before the end of the year. Work will start again in the spring, and the remaining 200 or so homes will hook up to the municipal system. The settlement that was reached this summer only covers about half of the area that has been exposed to PFOA. Saint-Gobain is doing a study of the other section of town because the company is disputing the fact that it was responsible for all of the contamination there. Attorney General T.J. Donovan says he expects negotiations to resume once the company is done doing its own environmental test there.
You know, at the end of the day, this is about bringing clean drinking water to the residents of Bennington County. They don't want to hear about lawyers fighting. This is about getting the job done. This is about protecting Vermonters. This is about protecting about the state of Vermont's interests and protecting our environment.
Donovan says he hopes to resume negotiations with Saint-Gobain over the remaining section of Bennington early next year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bennington.